The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Agent Hawk, I am certain.
Do I have a base of operations?
Yes, I will take you there. We have all the latest technology here. I'm sure you will find everything you need.
What do we know about the underground helpers?
Of the remaining people, only one is in the immediate area.
Maybe we should start with him.
Mr. Fredriksson, how are you today, sir?
How can I possibly be of any help?
Well, I understand that you were part of the Danish underground movement. We're trying to find out what happened to a man named Jerome Parks.
We did a lot of work creating false papers for people who was assumed names as the Nazis, as they were fanatics about paperwork. When I delivered the German to the safe house, there was an American airman there. The only one I know who could have helped was Knut Olsen.
What do you know about Olsen's daughter? Do you think she'll be cooperative?
You stay here and I will go and talk to the police and see what's going on.
I said, get over and drive or I'll blow your brains out.
And now, episode 18, The Hostage.
I said, get over and drive, now.
Jeremy? Jeremy Parks?
I'm Jerome, actually. Now drive.
All right, all right.
Why are you doing this?
Enough of the questions, Detective Hawk, or should I say Agent Hawk?
Where are we going?
You know, Agent, you ask too many questions. Now give me the ring.
What? Why?
I'm not a fool, Agent. Give me the ring. I know it's a GPS tracker.
So I suppose that this means we're breaking up.
Yeah, you might think this is a joke, Agent Hawk, but I assure you I'm quite serious. Now, the earrings.
I suppose you'd like the matching necklace to complete your ensemble.
Naturally. I don't think you'll need to be doing any translating for a while. And the handheld that goes with it? Turn right. Onto 22.
Central, this is Søren. We have a code red. Code red.
Søren, we only show Agent Hawk moving east on 22. What is your emergency?
I was inside, interviewing a possible lead. The police are here. It seems that a diary from the old underground may have had information on Parks. It was stolen from here. I came out to get Agent Hawk to join me inside, and when I did, an officer outside said that he saw a man get into the car and they drove off.
Could he tell if the man was forcing himself into the car?
No, he didn't get a good look at what was going on.
Our own Officer Borg is working that detail. We'll contact the unit on site with instructions to have Borg assist you. This could only be Parks. He was most likely the one who stole the diary.
We will be in pursuit. Keep me updated on her location.
Look, Parks, I don't know what you think you'll accomplish by taking me hostage.
I don't need the IDF on my back, Agent, and you're the IDF. So, how did they recruit you?
My father, Parks. You know it's because of my father. And after I take care of you, I'll go to that prison and find him and get him out.
I'm afraid to say that I don't think that will happen. What are you doing? Are you crazy?
My seatbelt's nice and tight. I noticed you didn't buckle up. We might just have ourselves a little accident, Parks.
Oh yeah, well go ahead, Hawk. Go right ahead. And I'll put a bullet in that pretty little head of yours. I might survive, but I'll make sure you don't. Now slow down and take the E-47 north exit.
Hawk is exiting on E-47 north. She was at a high rate of speed, but seems to have slowed down now.
Copy. E-47 north.
All right. You're not worth dying over. So are you going to tell me where we're going?
Yeah, pull up alongside that truck.
I couldn't believe that this was happening. All the years I spent on the force in Baltimore, I never got caught with my guard down. And here I was, on my very first IDF mission, kidnapped by the very suspect I was chasing. Then I remembered Wilson's tranquilizing lipstick in my left jacket pocket. I slowly reached for it while Parks rolled down the window to toss my GPS ring into the back of that truck. I could try to take him now, but he had his gun still pointed in my direction, and I didn't know how fast-acting the drug was, so I couldn't risk him shooting me. I slipped it down the back of my pants under my belt, hoping for a better opportunity later.
Perfect. Hopefully the truck will continue north long enough to buy me some time. Take the Orslev exit.
Wilson isn't going to be happy about that.
Half the gadgets he had, I helped develop.
Why'd you steal it?
With the diary?
Yes. Why did you steal it? What good will it do you?
That's what's brought you here anyway, isn't it?
We're just going in circles, Parks. We were looking for it because it linked back to you, and I figured you might be interested in it too. With any luck, we'd catch you.
Well, Agent Hawk, I suppose this is your lucky day.
Hawk is northbound on E-47. You're approximately 3 kilometers south.
What's her rate of speed?
They're below the posted speed limit, currently traveling at 90 kilometers per hour.
We should catch them in just a couple of minutes.
I don't understand, Parks. You were a well-respected scientist in your world. Then somehow you came to our world and became a war hero. What turned you into a desperate fugitive? All you were facing back in Baltimore were minor offenses.
Any offense will be disastrous to me.
Because of your real identity.
I can't afford too many questions. How would I explain that I fought in your World War II? Turn into the second lane on the right up here.
You know the people from your world are well embedded in ours. They would take care of things if you were arrested.
That might just be the reason, Hawk. Maybe I don't want them taking care of things.
Tracking shows that you're right on them.
There's nothing in front of us but a truck. We're pulling it over now.
That's it. GPS shows her slowing down.
From here, I can only see one driver, and it certainly isn't Agent Hawk. We've obviously been sent on a wild goose chase. Agent Hawk could be anywhere within a 10-minute drive.
Pull in here. Go into this garage.
So what now?
Now, Agent Hawk, you're going to be my guest. Now get out of the car slowly. Place both hands on the hood, please. I believe you know the drill.
So, I'm sure you'll enjoy frisking me, huh, Parks?
Don't flatter yourself, Hawk. I know you're not armed. It's IDF policy. But I do know that Wilson gave you a little non-lethal backup device, so hand it over.
What little device? I've got no idea what you're talking about, Parks.
The pen inside your left jacket pocket. Give it to me.
It's just a pen. Here, let me write something. I'll show you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll write me a nice little lullaby. I told you, I helped develop many of these items. Now carefully hand it over.
Here you go, Parks. Knock yourself out.
Not today, Agent Hawk, not today. Now turn around and place your hands behind your back. So how do you like being in handcuffs, Hawk?
I'm not much on costume jewelry. They're a little tight.
Good. Now go inside.
Whose place is this?
Can't you stop being a cop for 5 minutes? I planned this trip well before you came in to question me about the Stips crash landing. I knew Olsen kept a diary back during the war. There was information in there I didn't want falling into the wrong hands. I was able to track down his daughter. This place was available for rent, so I reserved it for 2 weeks. I visited Newt's daughter and told her I was preparing to do a documentary on the Danish underground during World War II. When she left the room to make tea, I stole the diary, then waited for her to call the police.
How did you know that I would be here?
I didn't. I knew that the IDF would send in one of their undercover police and an agent. I was hoping to abduct the agent and get the information from them, but I guess that this was my lucky day.
What kind of information? Because you probably know a lot more than I do.
Well, I wasn't expecting a Baltimore cop, I assure you. Now I have to figure out what I'm going to do with you. In the meantime, you'll have to settle on the accommodations I had planned for a real agent.
A mattress on the floor?
You'll have a 10-foot tether cuffed to your wrist. There's a bucket there, should you need it, and a small loaf of bread in this water. The cuff on this tether is not like your cheap police cuffs. I designed these handcuffs myself.
I told you, they are a little tight.
Sorry, I gotta make sure you can't slip through.
So now what?
I suggest you make yourself comfortable, Agent. Would you like these magazines? I'm sorry, but they're in Danish.
No thanks, I won't be here long enough to do any reading.
Oh, and don't think screaming will help. This place is well isolated, and these walls are pretty thick for an old farmhouse. They don't even know where you are.
Central. We searched the truck and found the ring. The driver remembers the vehicle pulling alongside of him. He thought they were throwing trash into his truck. Borg is issuing an APB for my car to the local authorities. Right now, it's our only lead.
Was he able to get enough of a description so we can verify that it was Parks?
No, just that it was a man and a woman. But we know Parks is in the country and that diary ties him to the war. Something he wants to avoid, if he's going to remain in this parallel.
We We'd like you to return to Olsen's daughter and get a description of the man that came to interview her. We should be able to positively identify him.
Understood. We're on our way.
So there I was, chained to the wall like a dog, except that the dog would probably have better accommodations. Parks left me with very little, but I still had the lipstick tranquilizer. Fortunately for me, Parks was so arrogant that he never even considered that the IDF would alter some old invention of his. I just hoped that he wouldn't check the pen to see if it was really a tranquilizer weapon. I knew I couldn't just lure him close and rub the lipstick on him, as it was in the car. I had no idea how long it would be before the drug took effect. My plan was to arm the tube, then immerse the end into the water and let it soak until I heard him return. Now all I needed was a plan to get him to drink it, so I could get to his key.
Central, we have an update on Agent Hawk.
Go ahead.
We got a good description from Mrs. Gress, and it's definitely Parks.
Controller wants you to run a search of the area and a radius around where the trucker noticed the car tossing the ring. Parks has to have some sort of base of operations, a place to keep Agent Hawk.
Hopefully she's still alive.
She's worth more to him alive. She's a bargaining chip. Plus, I'm sure he doesn't want a murder over his head. Kidnapping is bad enough. We suggest you start within a 10-kilometer circle. Look for abandoned buildings, low-rent areas, hotels, anything where he can lay up for a short time. We can only hope that your APB will locate your vehicle.
Well, Agent Hawk, I see you're still alive, and you haven't touched your bread or water. What's the matter? Lost your appetite?
You must think I'm really stupid. I know you want to drug me. I'm not eating anything that I don't unwrap myself, and I'm certainly not going to drink from an open container.
If I was going to drug you, I'd drug you.
I don't believe you. You're a liar, and who knows what else?
I am a patriot!
In what world? In mine, you're just a coward trying to drug a woman chained to the wall.
Don't be stupid. Die of thirst if you want to. This is the last water you'll ever see.
No, wait. I changed my mind. Please, don't drink all of my water, please.
Too late, you IDF pig. Now I'll watch you beg for water. And you'll only get it when I get...
What's coming to ya? No. No, I can't reach him. No.
Will Kate be able to reach Parks before the drug wears off? Can Soren find her in time? Or is Kate Hawk's first IDF mission an epic fail? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Chain of Destiny.